We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Steve and Ted in the morning now, 6:46 here on this Wednesday morning, March 25th. Now, three big things.
Three.
Confirmed coronavirus cases in Kansas now 98, seven in Sedgwick County.
Two.
Sedgwick County Commission stay-at-home order goes into effect with many exemptions.
One.
Senate reaches a deal over pandemic relief package. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
This morning, we've got here in Sedgwick County, they're actually doing the emergency accident reporting plan. This is part of the response to the coronavirus pandemic. So you get involved in a traffic accident, both vehicles are drivable, no drugs or alcohol was involved. You have 24 hours to report the accident after you exchange information with the other driver to the Wichita Police Department, and you can call them via phone, or you can use the WPD app or online. Traffic update from 98.7 or 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
Morning fog, then becoming mostly sunny and breezy today with a high of 73 degrees. Tuesday's high was 58, by the way. Mostly cloudy tonight, the overnight low 50. Thursday, mostly cloudy. Tomorrow's high, 74. Right now, fog, 49 degrees. South wind at 15 miles per hour. KNSS weather brought to you by The Monarch. Open at 11 a.m. for lunch, Monday through Saturday, noon on Sunday. The menu can be found at monarchwichita.com. And Jennifer at The Monarch says they are limited to dine-in, to-go, and delivery through My Town to Go. So, stay in business down there at The Monarch. 6:47 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. A Steve and Ted poll question.
Well, limited dine-in at The Monarch, let's say that.
Limited.
Now that, well, I mean, she said that before the stay-at-home order.
Yeah,
limited. You can't have more than 10 people in your restaurant, so I would imagine they're focusing mostly now on carry-out.
Carry-out,
like
just about everybody.
Right.
Yeah. Steve and Ted poll question on our webpage, knssradio.com. Has the COVID-19 outbreak changed your shopping habits? I stocked up, getting as much as I needed for a month or more, 7%, which is about what it's been for a couple of days. It was about 8%. Now it's down to 7%. I bought a few extra things just in case, 41%. Nope, shopping just like I always have, 52%. So there you go. That's the Steve and Ted poll question on our webpage, knssradio.com. A stimulus package on the verge of passing the Senate. And President Trump's comments about Americans returning to normal by Easter Sunday sent the major stock market indexes soaring.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average saw its biggest point gain ever, advancing 2,112 points. The Nasdaq and the S&P 500 seeing their second biggest point gains ever, up 557 and 209 points respectively. Many investors asking, have we hit bottom or is this just a temporary bounce? But certainly juicing the enthusiasm today, optimism that Congress will pass a $2 trillion stimulus bill, and President Trump saying he hopes the U.S. economy is back open by Easter, which is less than 3 weeks away. Those comments also helped the price of oil gaining almost 3%. In New York, I'm Lauren Simonetti, Fox News.
Romance scams are in the air. Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker, is here to tell us all about it. Good morning, Don.
Well, good morning, Stephen. You know,
spring is in the air, and so are those romance scams that you just said. The Federal Trade Commission, the FTC, reports that in 2019, $201 million was lost to this type of a scam. Now, what is a romance scam? It's a con artist toying with someone's heart, promising romance, and somehow scamming the victim out of money. Now, these jerks often create fake profiles on high-traffic dating sites and apps, or they may find victims on social sites. Then they friend and they scam you. They work to build up trust through loving chats. They may communicate several times a day and perhaps even have voice communication. When their mark is swooning, they swoop in with a fake story of woe and ask for the victim to send them money. Well, many of the cons are working from outside of the United States. They say they're out of the country because they're in the military or they're working on some big company's oil rig. The real dirtbags say they're on a mission in a third world country or they're a doctor helping the poor in another country. How do they dupe for the money? Well, they say they need money for a plane ticket to pay for surgery, pay taxes or customs fees. Some even promise marriage and say they need money to pay for a visa or other documents. You get it. It seems like common sense, but when issues of the heart are involved, you know, here even the sharpest, the most well-educated Americans can be fooled. If you suspect a romance scam, number one, stop communicating immediately. Discuss this with someone you trust for their point of view. Search the job that they say they're performing and see if it's real. Report the scam to the FTC at ftc.gov/complaint. And please use common sense. Try to remove your decisions from your emotions. And if it sounds too good to be true, you've heard me say this before, well, you know the rest. And of course, if you have any questions, you can give me a call, number 634-2222.
There's certainly always a good supply of people out there who want to take advantage of other people and take their money.
Oh, gosh. It is rampant, you know, and we're already hearing a bunch of them about what's going on with this COVID-19 as well.
Yep, I'm sure there are things going on there. By the way, just a quick hello and shout out if he's at home, if he's listening, to Steve and Ted, our good friend Jack Kellard, Hatman Jacks. How many times have I been down there? They're closing up the shop here for a little bit, and I know Jack probably getting out in the yard. He lives about, gosh, what, less than a block away from me? He's over on the other side of 13th. And he's just a super
good guy. I'm sure.
Do you know him?
I'm sure he's out, and he's looking pretty sharp with a hat on, too, I bet.
No kid.
Do you know Jack?
I do know Jack. Yeah. Yes, I do.
Always good to, when you get around Jack, just start a conversation about local history, and you'll find out he's like the Encyclopedia Britannica. He knows a lot.
Right.
All right. We love it. We talk about history here with Steve and Ted. We're a couple of history buffs. Jack. Our heart's with you, buddy. We'll be back. We'll be back soon, and we'll go down there and get us a good old hat.
There you
hat
go.
And Jack's.
There you go.
Today is National Medal of Honor Day, recognizing all Medal of Honor recipients. Somebody, I used the word winner one time, and I just got hammered from people. Yo, you don't win this thing.
No,
you receive
it's bestowed.
It.
Yeah.
On March.
No, it's like winning the Pulitzer Prize.
No, you. This
never mind.
Don't use winning.
I know.
On March 25th, 1863, Secretary of War Edwin Stanton presented the first medals of honor to six members of Andrews Raiders for their volunteering and participation during an American Civil War raid in April of 1862. Created in 1861, the Medal of Honor is the United States of America's highest military honor. I'm currently reading
Do you have one?
Do I have one?
Do you have one, Steve?
No, we got the Marconi, which is almost as good.
All right. And
right,
you're
Ted?
A Hall of Famer.
Exactly. Right, Ted? Now, listen, I'm reading a book right now, just about to finish it. It's rather a large one about the Army's role in the World War II and South Pacific. You know, you hear a lot about the Marines, but this is about the Army and the Marines, and it's a good book. But it also talks about General MacArthur, who what we know is that he was showing himself front lines. He'd walk around with a fire. He apparently was not a coward in any way, a personal coward, but they awarded him the Medal of Honor in the Philippines when he was there, and he didn't even go to the front line. He wasn't even out there. He was kind of a rear echelon, kind of the earned that name Dugout Doug there. So yeah, he did not. He did not deserve it, and a lot of people. But because he was out there, one of the first people involved in what was going on in World War II, they awarded it to him. So there you go. Little controversy.
Interesting.
You know, it's the other thing. You know, when you talk about, you look at the profiles and the stories of people who have received the Medal of Honor.
Yes.
It's not because they went out and killed 75,000 people. A lot of times, it's guys who were badly wounded and helping to save lives.
Yeah, inspirational people.
Yeah, and they were saving lives. But anyway, the Medal of Honor Day. All right, guys.
Interesting.
6:55 now. Steve and Ted coming up. 7 o'clock news. Top of the hour. All the news with Steve and Ted. Senate reaches a deal on pandemic relief. We've got the story. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.